Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
It's time for Fed Talk, the live show for Feds in the know. From federal agencies to Capitol Hill, the attorneys of Shaw, Bransford, and Roth bring in experts from across the federal community to bring you inside the issues. Fed Talk is meant to provide general information about legal issues. However, the views expressed in this program are not intended to provide legal counseling. Listeners are cautioned not to rely upon any statements made in resolving legal issues they may face, but instead to consult with their own attorney about specific situations. Attorneys are not engaged in providing legal services while appearing on the program and are not responsible in any manner for the consequences that may stem directly or indirectly from reliance on any statement made during this program.
Good morning. Welcome to Fed Talk. I'm Bill Bransford, and I'm your host this morning. And today, we're going to be talking with Kirk Harper, Chair of the Public Employees Roundtable. Kirk, welcome to Fed Talk. Kirk, are you there? Welcome to Fed Talk. Kirk is with us on by telephone. Welcome to Fed Talk, Kirk. And we also have with us, we'll get right back to Kirk here in just a second. I think we have a technical difficulty there. Jim Seymour, Director of Programs and Events at the Partnership for Public Service. Jim, welcome to Fed Talk.
Thank you, Bill. Glad to be here with you.
And today we're going to be discussing Public Service Recognition Week. Here we are, less than 13 hours from the government shutdown, potentially. And the annual event, the annual show that we've had for many, many years on Fed Talk to talk about rewarding, recognizing the great public service that public employees do, particularly federal employees. And of course, it seems like there's something very strange about this year. Jim, can you talk about that a minute?
Definitely. And, just a little bit about Public Service Recognition Week. This is a week-long celebration that we designate the first week of May. So it'd be May 1 through 7, 2011. It's an opportunity for us to showcase public service at all levels of government and highlight the important work that government employees do on our behalf every day, helping to make our country a better place. And unfortunately, during these, tough economic climates and, efforts to slash government spending, it's putting public servants under direct attack. And so we see Public Service Recognition Week as an opportunity to help boost them up and, give them the recognition and appreciation they deserve.
And Kirk Harper, are you with us now?
I hope so, Bill.
You are. Good. It's good to talk to you, Kirk. Good to have you on Fed Talk. And you've, of course, been on Fed Talk many times to talk about the very important annual event, Public Service Recognition Week. Kirk, tell us a little bit about the Public Employees Roundtable and how Public Service Recognition Week evolved.
Public Employees Roundtable was formed in the early 80s. First Public Service Recognition Week was in 1985. It was formed by a group of concerned federal employees, but it was intended to be an activity that recommended public servants at all levels, federal, state, and local. And a group of organizations that were concerned about the quality of the federal service and the attacks on public employees got together. The organizations included the American Society for Public Administration, the National Association of Active and Retired Federal Employees, the Federal Executive Institute Alumni Association, Federally Employed Women, and about eventually 30 other organizations banded together to put on this annual weekly celebration.
And of course, it seems more necessary this year. You mentioned anti-federal employee comments, and that was, I think, 1982 when the Public Employees Roundtable actually started.
Yes, it was in response to politicians campaigning against the government and saying that public employees were part of the problem. The government was part of the problem, and the founders of the Public Employees Roundtable felt that a counter force was needed to put out good news messages about all the things that public employees do to, as Jim said, make our lives better, all the way from teachers, elementary school teachers, to astronauts, research scientists, people who cure cancer. It's largely an unknown story that the Public Employees Roundtable attempts to inform people about.
And just a reminder to our listeners that Fed Talk is brought to you by GEICO, where 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance. And for more information on GEICO, go to geico.com. Also, if you'd like to join our discussion today, I will take your government shutdown emails or calls if they have something to do with recognizing public employees, which is really what we're talking about today. So feel free to talk about that. I know that's the what's on everyone's mind as the countdown gets closer and closer to becoming a reality. But you can call our toll-free number at 1-877-936-9333, or you can email us at fedtalk@federalnewsradio.com. Kirk, so you mentioned the anti-federal employee rhetoric in the early 1980s, and it just seems like this year more than ever, it seems worse than ever, and more of a time, as Jim was saying, for Public Service Recognition Week. How can this Public Service Recognition Week make a difference in the current debate?
Oh, wow. In the current debate? I'm not sure, Bill. The current debate is pretty complicated. I think the best thing I can, best answer I can give you to that is that the more Public Employees Roundtable enables people across the country to hear positive stories about public employees, the more sympathy and understanding there will be about the work that public employees do. Our effort is viewed more of a long-term educational process than one aimed at combating today's issues.
And of course, if there is a government shutdown, I think the public will become immediately aware of just how much, particularly the federal government, does in their daily lives. Jim, let me turn to you for just a second. Tell me about what you have planned this year to promote public service.
Certainly. During Public Service Recognition Week 2011, we have a variety of events and activities planned in the Washington, D.C. area as well as nationwide. We will be kicking off the week on Sunday, May 1st, with a game at the Washington Nationals. It's a 1:35 game against the defending World Series champions, the San Francisco Giants. And being a Sunday, it's also Family Fun Day, but it's an opportunity through PSRW to purchase discount tickets and participate in a free pregame reception, also sponsored by GEICO. Happy to have their participation in Public Service Recognition Week. And so this is really open to anybody. You don't have to be a government employee to be able to take advantage of that discount and come to the reception, but really just, you know, come out and enjoy a day in celebration of the
work. Anyone who would go to this would be supporting public service, public servants, I think, by their attendance.
Exactly. Just being a part of the group, and there will be some recognition pregame as well as during the games. So an opportunity for those fans of government service to stand up and show their support.
So how do you get tickets to this game, and how do you find out where this pregame reception is held?
Well, for everything that we'll be chatting about today, folks can easily visit our website, which is psrw.org. And there they'll be able to find information, a link to purchase these tickets to the Washington Nationals game.
Okay, and then they can also get information about the pregame reception. You have enough room for everyone?
Yes, we have several hundred seats available within our group, and definitely still openings there for people to go online and make those purchases now.
Okay, and what else is planned for the week, Jim?
Something that's taken place outside the Beltway and actually, across the country. We're also participating in a video contest, and it's something that, Kirk talked a little bit about of, citizens taking for granted the essential government services that we rely on, whether it's working to prevent disease, help provide for the public service, public safety and education, taking care of our transportation needs, obviously taking care of our veterans. And so we're reaching out to government employees, film school students, people from all walks of life, and asking them to submit short videos that depict the value of government employees, and or they might, represent what a day would look like without government employees. And, we could very much have those examples next week if federal employees are shut down from going to the office, and people maybe are able to capture those very real examples of what their life is like without government employees serving on their behalf. And that contest, we're accepting video submissions through April 17th. And again, by visiting the PSRW.org website, you can learn all the details of that.
PSRW.org.
That's correct.
And people can find out about that and as well as the baseball game. Kirk, can you talk a little bit about you've been associated with Public Employees Roundtable, I think, from the beginning. Is that right?
Yes, from the very beginning, more actively since the early 90s.
And you currently are the chair. Can you talk a little bit about some of the things the Public Employees Roundtable has done over the years to promote public service and to try to make a difference in the public impression of what public servants do?
Public Employees Roundtable has, for these years since 1985, sponsored Public Service Recognition Week, during which time there are recognition events in more than 1,500 locations around the country and around the world. We not only celebrate in Washington, as Jim was describing, but there are recognition events in major cities in the United States. Federal executive boards have lunches for employees they want to recognize. There are 10K runs, and there are events in elementary schools. There are events on military bases around the world in embassies. We publish documents explaining to people how to celebrate Public Service Recognition Week. We've done that for many, many years. We try to get media coverage of what public employees do. One of the things, the Partnership for Public Service, which is the current sponsor of Public Employees Roundtable, has done is move their recognition of the SAMMY's awards, selection of the
SAMMY being the Service to America awards.
Service to America awards. They've moved the selection of the semifinalists to Public Service Recognition Week, and so there's publicity around those wonderful public employees who are the semifinalists in that recognition process. When those people are recognized on the Hill, there are events throughout the year on the floor of the Senate describing those public employees, and so there's a whole variety of things that we do. We get media attention. We speak to groups. We try to have events in schools, and it's a three-legged stool of trying to of recognizing public employees, celebrating the service they do, and attempting to attract people to public service careers, because it's a extremely rewarding way to spend your life.
You're listening to Fed Talk on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm talking about Public Service Recognition Week upcoming in just a few weeks, and where our guests are Kirk Harper, chair of the Public Employees Roundtable, and Jim Seymour from the Partnership for Public Service. We'll be right back.
Hello, my federal friends. It's the Geico Gecko, and I've got good news for you. I might even say it's some of the best news ever. Okay, well, definitely in the top three. The big news. Geico now offers discounts for most federal employees GS7 or above, which is no doubt a lot of you out there. So you could be saving hundreds of dollars on your car insurance, all with a company that began over 70 years ago with the sole purpose of serving government employees like yourself. Yeah, that's right. Geico, the government employees insurance company. And today, well, we're the third largest car insurance company in the nation. And did you know about Geico's 97% customer satisfaction rate? Well, saving money tends to make people rather happy, I think. So congrats again to those federal employees GS7 or above. Welcome to the Savings Club. Mike?
Got it. Hey, folks, this is Mike Causey. The Gecko's right. Discounts are available for most federal employees GS7, the equivalent, or above. Just call Geico at 1-800-947-AUTO, go to geico.com, or visit your local Geico office to see how much you could save.
Now, welcome back to Fed Talk. I'm Bill Bransford. I'm talking with Kirk Harper and Jim Seymour. We're talking about Public Service Recognition Week, but it's really more than that. We're talking about how to recognize and reward public service, particularly in these very difficult times. If you'd like to join our discussion, please give us a call at 1-877-936-9333 or email us your question at fedtalk@federalnewsradio.com. So as you do this work, you know, and Kirk explained that the Public Employees Roundtable is currently sponsored by the partnership. So there's a great deal that the partnership does putting on the events of this week. Do you have support from the federal government?
We do have great support. We work with federal agencies. We have representatives across the federal agencies that are helping us pull together information, you know, share opportunities of what they're doing to recognize their employees. In particular, we have, you know, support from the leadership of the federal agencies. We've reached out to the cabinet secretaries and heads of agencies to ask them to sign on as honorary co-chairs of Public Service Recognition Week. And so far, we've gotten several of them on board. We're doing additional outreach. So far, Secretary of Health and Human Services Kathleen Sebelius and Secretary of Labor Hilda Solis have signed on, as well as OPM Director John Barry and GSA Administrator Martha Johnson. And they're really helping us to drive that message to federal employees that, you know, they are appreciated by their leadership and want to provide that morale boost to help them keep going in these tough times.
And so what we've got these leaders who've signed on to support Public Service Recognition Week. Do you have any events that they're going to be a part of?
Definitely. We are hosting a public service town hall during the week of PSRW, and that will take place on Tuesday, May 3rd. We'll be hosting the event at the Ronald Reagan Building beginning at 9 a.m. And again, folks can visit psrw.org if they'd like to learn specifics about that event and sign up for it.
Is that an invitation-only event, or can anyone come to
that
it?
That will be an open invitation to any interested parties. We do want folks to be able to register so we know who's coming and who to expect. And we'll have this town hall discussion to talk about the perceptions of government service, of the public's perceptions of federal agencies, and also the real value.
That should be very interesting, because I think it's a debate that currently seems to be being played out in the news media and in a way that doesn't really help federal employees. So this may present it in a more positive light.
Exactly. And we're hoping that with these agency leaders participating in the panel discussions, and also we'll have Cokie Roberts from ABC News serving as our moderator for that discussion, that they'll be able to talk about, you know, the things their agencies are doing that they're most proud of, that they wish the American people were more aware of. And, you know, having that, discussing their particular role in boosting customer, in this case, citizen satisfaction with the federal agencies.
And I'm sure all four of those agency leaders will be able to point to many, many examples where federal employees make a difference.
Exactly. We see those examples every day. Kirk talked a little bit about the Service to America Medals winners, and we'll be announcing the finalists that week on Thursday, May 5th. And that's our awards program to highlight outstanding federal employees that have really made significant accomplishments through their agencies, through their government work on behalf of the American people, doing everything from helping to protect our environment, serve our troops, keep them safe, serve our veterans, keep our water clean, protect our environment, and so forth.
So, Kirk, one of the things I've been aware of and I've watched as the Partnership for Public Service continues to do its good work is there's a tremendous interest in trying to get the government to work better, to be more transparent, to sort of recognize, identify problems and grab hold of them and seek solutions. How do you see the Public Employees Roundtable in the future just, you know, adding to the public relations, the message of public service?
I think Public Employees Roundtable, through its website, through its work with these honorary chairmen that Jim mentioned, that are going to appear at the public service town hall meeting, working with other heads of federal agencies to put positive messages on their websites and out to their employees, we can work with them, with the members of the media who are interested in reporting on public on government activities. There are a number of fronts that we can act on.
And I recall over the years, Kirk, because perhaps I should tell our listeners that I'm also part of the Public Employees Roundtable and have served with Kirk as vice chair of Public Employees Roundtable. And I remember over the years seeing the very posters, annual posters that the Public Employees Roundtable would put together, posted throughout the country in various universities, school settings, seeing the announcements. This is Teacher Recognition Week at the same time, Public Service Recognition Week. It seems like Public Employees Roundtable has really added to the discussion, the recognition over the years, and it's something that needs to continue. It just seems like it's harder to get people to listen this year than it has been before. Do you have a comment on that, and what might be done to overcome that?
Well, I think people are distracted this year by the debate that's going on the Hill, but we do continue to provide information on our website that people can download and print off. I know here in the county, rural county of Maryland where I live, there's celebrations in our elementary schools, and when I go into my local elementary school, I see those posters on the bulletin boards, and it really makes me realize the extent and the depth of the impact that the Partnership for Public Service and Public Employees Roundtable can have at very local levels. And I know that celebrations take place, as I said, on military bases and in embassies around the world. We're going to continue that work. We're not going to be deterred by anything that happens this week in Washington. Our work is long term, and the aim is to engage more and more people in a discussion and increase understanding about the quality of life in our country that is in part made possible by the good work done by public employees at all levels, federal, state, and local.
And you talk, Kirk, about the reach of Public Employees Roundtable well beyond the Washington, D.C. area. Jim, you have some specific events planned this year outside Washington that I think our listeners, particularly those from outside the Beltway, might like to hear about.
Definitely, and through the Public Service Recognition Week website, we actually have an online event map. You can click on any state in the country and see what kinds of things are taking place in all different parts of the country. And some of those examples that I brought with me today, look down in Hollywood, Florida, where the city employees are being treated to a barbecue picnic, an opportunity for the city government to show their appreciation to those workers. Up in New Bedford, Massachusetts, the mayor will be holding a press conference and issuing an official proclamation in honor of Public Service Recognition Week and recognize his employees out there. And then all the way across the country in Olympia, Washington, another picnic-style event in concert with one of the state employees' credit unions. And just an opportunity for some of those agencies to get out in the public and exhibit the services that they're providing to the local people, as well as for the employees to come out and enjoy some of that appreciation as well.
And you have, of course, one of the greatest recognition of public employees that exists today is the SAMMY Awards, the Service to America Medals. And that's also part of Public Service Recognition Week. Can you tell us about that?
So I mentioned a little bit ago that we will be introducing the finalists for the SAMMY's Awards on Thursday, May 5th, and then they go through an additional selection process where we determine and announce the award recipients at a black tie gala in October. And as I mentioned, these are outstanding federal employees that have really had a significant accomplishment in their career, something they've done to contribute to the greater well-being of our country. And, through the SAMMY's program in particular, we're talking a little bit about the distractions going on with the news right now. And honestly, there's always distractions going on, and sometimes easier to focus on what's bad happening. And so we want to balance that story, make sure people are talking about what's good happening in government. And while it may be easy to talk about bureaucracy and put down the broader we don't like to use that
public service.
but when we put it on the individual level, when you put a face on an individual public servant, people really respond positively to that person, and they recognize that this person is doing something significant. They're helping cure cancer and provide treatment for rare diseases. They're putting the stop on the oil well spill last summer, and they're taking care of our veterans who are coming back from wars overseas and having to respond to physical as well as mental issues.
Are you giving us a preview of some of the SAMMY finalists for this year?
These are some of the stories that have been consistent throughout the SAMMYs, and also a little teaser to what's coming up.
a little teaser about what's coming up. So how is this going to be recognized during Public Service Recognition Week?
On Thursday, May 5th, we will have a small invitation-only breakfast on Capitol Hill. And this is an opportunity where we bring the finalists to Washington, D.C. We have their agency leaders and also members of Congress from the states and cities where their constituents are located. And they really just an opportunity to recognize. We'll have 34 finalists honored this year and talk about the whole gamut of their accomplishments and the amazing things they've been working on.
Okay. We're going to stop and take a short break. You're listening to Fed Talk on Federal News Radio. We're talking with Kirk Harper and Jim Seymour about Public Service Recognition Week.
Issues and other federal employment disputes. If you have a legal concern, don't wait. Call Shaw Bransford and Roth at 202-463-8400 or visit our website at shawbransford.com.
Hey, it's the Geico Gecko. Now, as a federal employee, you're probably one for a smart presentation, so I've put together some charts and graphs here. There you go. That will help illustrate the money you could save by switching to Geico. First thing you'll notice is that Geico now offers discounts to most federal employees GS 7 or above. Now this is big news. But that shouldn't come as any surprise from a car insurance company that has been serving government employees since 1936. And as you can see on this graph here, it's probably why we're the third largest car insurance company in the nation. Yeah, no, I do actually realise you can't see these, but trust me, they're rather impressive. Especially the 97% customer satisfaction rate. And when you consider it only takes 15 minutes to see if you could save 15% or more, well, all you GS7 employees or above should just contact Geico. Tell him, Mike.
Hey, folks, this is Mike Causey, and the Gecko said it best. Most federal employees GS7, the equivalent or above, could get a discount on their car insurance. Just call Geico at 1-800-947-AUTO, go to geico.com, or visit your local Geico office to see how much you could save.
Welcome back to Fed Talk. This is Bill Bransford. I'm your host, and I'm talking with Kirk Harper and Jim Seymour about Public Service Recognition Week. You can call us at 1-877-936-9333 or email us at fedtalk@federalnewsradio.com. Kirk, I'd like to thank you for being our guest on Fed Talk. I understand your time is limited, but keep up the great work with Public Employees Roundtable and look forward to a very successful Public Service Recognition Week. Thank you.
Great, Bill. Thank you very much.
Jim, I understand that you have this year, as Kirk described, people being able to download guides, tools, posters, things like that. Do you have things like that at the Partnership for Public Service this year to help people celebrate public service?
Yes, and again, through the PSRW.org website, we have a celebration toolkit, and this is something so that people from all over the country, all levels of government, if they want to participate in Public Service Recognition Week, there are ideas and guides on how to do that participation. And so some specific examples there are if there are government employees that would like to reach out to schools and give presentations to young people about opportunities and careers in government service. There are some specific templates for a PowerPoint presentation or information that you would want to share depending on the age of those school students. There are also, examples if you want to write a letter to the editor and help give that voice of either a citizen or a public employee about the challenges that you're facing and the value that you're delivering to the American people, some templates that you can use in order to submit those. As I mentioned, we have the video contest, and as we described, coming to these events like the Nationals game and the town hall meeting, an opportunity to stand up and give your voice to some of these key issues.
Did you go as far, Jim, as to coordinate the Nationals having a home game at the beginning of Public Service Recognition Week? Is that something the partnership did, or was that just a coincidence?
That was a coincidence, although one thing we did this year, typically the Public Service Recognition Week has run Monday through Sunday, and we shifted it one day forward so we could take advantage of that home game on Sunday, May 1st, in running it from May 1st to May 7th, Sunday to Saturday this year.
Okay, one of the things that you also do, you spend a lot of time with the federal executive boards, I think, and you mentioned this during one of the breaks, Jim. You coordinate a lot with them?
Yes, we have great relationships with federal executive boards throughout the country. Those groups that help represent federal employees that are in large geographic areas, large metropolitan areas, And so from Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, up to Boston, down in the South Florida, Miami area, all the way out to San Francisco and Oakland, working with those federal executive boards to help share information that the Partnership for Public Service and the Public Employees Roundtable, what we're doing to get those messages out and how they can participate in PSRW as well.
And speaking of Boston, I am delighted to have Kim Ainsworth, the director of the Boston Federal Executive Board, as a guest on Fed Talk. Kim, welcome to Fed Talk.
Good afternoon, and greetings from bright and sunny Boston.
Okay. Is it bright and sunny there? It's not here.
It's a little chilly for opening day at Fenway today.
Oh, is it opening day? And the Red Sox are going to win today. And
they are.
Victory number one, I understand.
They are going to win today.
So, Kim, tell me a little bit about what a federal executive board is.
Federal executive boards are very similar to chambers of commerce that work for business. We work to advance initiatives that impact the federal community at large. And as was stated earlier, we basically represent the federal workforce in large metropolitan and geographic areas.
And you, one of the very important things you do is you decide when the government is closed, when it snows.
We make a recommendation. We don't make a decision, but we make a recommendation and provide information so that folks can make informed decisions.
So tell us about what you do to promote public service. Obviously, you care about it a lot.
We do. We feel very strongly about the importance of recognition. And we have a lot of exceptional federal employees out in the field there who are really doing some grassroots work and sometimes not under the best circumstances. So we feel very strongly about recognizing employees. And sometimes it's just in little ways. You know, we stand in the lobbies of federal buildings and shake people's hand and say, thanks for a great job. And it's really amazing the kind of morale booster and the loyalty you get out of just something small like that.
And are you a federal employee yourself, Kim?
I am a federal employee. Yeah.
And how large is your staff? It sounds like you would need a large staff to make all this happen.
The staff of the Federal Executive Board office is very small, but we're lucky we have a lot of partners, and our membership helps us out. The membership of the Federal Executive Board is essentially each federal agency in our geographic area, the senior person is a member. So in our case in Boston, we have about 190 federal agencies.
And you actually have occasional meetings with all your members?
We do. We meet pretty frequently, about every other month in person, and of course virtually a lot as well.
So tell me about what's going to happen in Boston this week, or not. Well, it's actually coming up May 1st through 7th, Public Service Recognition Week. What are you doing in Boston?
Well, we're very excited. We have a wide range of activities happening, in fact, in each of the New England states. We have a pretty big workforce in Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, and Rhode Island as well, and Connecticut. So in addition to doing the small things, as I mentioned earlier, we're holding award ceremonies to recognize formally some folks in those areas. Our flagship event here in Boston that we're really excited about is on Thursday, May 5th, we're having the Excellence in Government Award Ceremony, and it's going to be held at the John F. Kennedy Presidential Library.
Tell me what that is.
The Excellence in Government Award is a way for those 190 federal agencies to really formally recognize in different categories. It works very similar to the SAMMYs, where folks nominate, and there's a panel that selects the winners in each category. And it's also a great way to come, and we draw about 300 people for this particular event, and to be recognized formally, but also meet other people in different agencies and sort of a great interagency feeling. This particular year, we're excited because we're doing some recognition around the 50th anniversary of the Kennedy administration. And many of you know that President Kennedy has really been a driving force behind the call to public service dating back 50 years ago with his inaugural speech. So we're real excited to have some former White House staffers who are going to help us well in their 80s, and then some local Kennedy family members as well. So I think it's going to be a great event and a great celebration of public
hopefully
service.
That'll get some news coverage and promote public service. And
promote some of the great things that we do.
So are you all in Boston sitting on pins and needles about the government shutdown like we are here in D.C.?
Well, you know, I try to keep a positive attitude about everything and just go with the flow, so I'm still optimistic at this point.
And are you, how are you getting the word out about the Public Service Recognition Week events in Boston?
We do a lot of outreach using the tools from the Partnership for Public Service. They've done a great job in helping us with the marketing efforts. We'll work with some of the local media. I'm going to try to work with the different congressional offices. I try to make personal visits to each of the congressional offices during Public Service Recognition Week, because, of course, they're obviously included in this as well. And so we hope to work through them just to get the word out through the different channels and basically through any of our workforces. We're lucky here in Boston where the state and local governments, we're all pretty consolidated and we have good relationships. So we'll send the message through those channels as well.
And do you work closely with the state and local governments to as in your role as the executive director of the Boston Federal Executive Board?
We do. We try to represent here in New England. The state government is here in Massachusetts. The state government is the largest employer. Second is the federal government. So it makes sense for us to collaborate on a lot of things that impact the two largest workforces in our area.
You would think that would be better known, given all of the anti-public employee rhetoric. And it isn't just the anti-public employee rhetoric isn't just limited to the federal government. It also seems to apply to public employees everywhere. Do you find in Boston or in the Massachusetts area that same level of anti-public employee rhetoric exists, or is there more of an appreciation in your area for what public employees do?
I think there's a mixture of both. I mean, I think the rhetoric exists no matter where you go, and that's where I think it's important for us to just fully educate people about what government workers do. I think that basic civics is gone, so I just don't think a lot of people understand that Social Security is impacted, that Social Security workers are, in fact, public workers and work for you, and the IRS and the Passport Agency.
And you have some of those in Boston, right, or in New England?
We do, and we have about 29,000 federal employees in Massachusetts, excluding the Postal Service and military. So we've got a pretty big, and we're a teeny tiny state, so that's a pretty big number, and we do some great things here.
So the whole Federal Executive Board operation is something I think a lot of federal employees may not know much about, particularly those in D.C., since we don't have one here. Mm-hmm. You have them in a lot of different cities around the country, and they're actually it's actually something that's coordinated by OPM. Can you tell me a little bit more about how that, just the whole concept of the Federal Executive Board works?
Sure. We were actually created by President Kennedy back in 1961, so we'll be celebrating our 50th anniversary in November. And we were basically created because President Kennedy saw the vision of collaboration needed around federal agencies. Every agency has its own mission and its own goals, but there's lots of things that it makes sense to collaborate on, and particularly these days, it's answering as one unified workforce as opposed to 190 separate entities is really helpful in a lot of ways. So we've been doing a lot of work around the human capital things. Like I like to say that we nurture the federal employee from cradle to grave. We go out and talk to people about public service and try to market public service as a career. And we try to provide training and leadership and development. And then as folks start to retire, try to teach them about retiring.
And do you do that year-round or just on Public Service Recognition Week?
I wish it was Public Service Recognition Year, because I do it year-round. And I'm real enthusiastic about it, and I love doing it. And the federal government is a great employer. And I love Public Service Recognition Week because it allows us to do it with a little bit more publicity, but it is something that we do.
A little bit more publicity, a little bit more focus. And do you find that you're able to rally the troops, so to speak, and in the Boston area, and get them out to these events and just kind of be visible as public employees?
We do, yes. And as I said earlier, it's really amazing to see some of the we're out there at 6 o'clock in the morning sometimes, and greeting postal workers as they come to work. And, not everybody's wide awake at 6 o'clock in the morning. So, shaking their hand and saying, thanks so much for what you do, the shock on their faces is just really priceless and something that we love doing. And I love to share in that with my other colleagues because it is something that you carry with you.
So, Kim, are the Red Sox playing a home game during Public Service Recognition Week? Are you able to get an event around them? I guess you can't get tickets, can you?
The Red Sox are a tough ticket to have, but they are in town during Public Service Recognition Week. They're actually, but we've not worked with the Red Sox before, but we've done some work with some of the minor league teams in this area. We have several, including up in Maine, where they have a federal employee day.
And that sounds like a great opportunity. Are you able to go to the game today?
I wish. I am not. It's a day game, and those are tough to go to. And they're playing the New York Yankees, which is a tough rivalry here in Boston.
That's true. So, well, good luck to the Red Sox as they go through that. And Kim, it's been great having you on Fed Talk, and keep up the good work and with the Federal Executive Board.
And thank you, and thanks so much for all you do.
And at this time, we're going to take a quick break, hear a word from our sponsor. We're going to come back and wrap up with Jim Seymour from the Partnership for Public Service about Public Service Recognition Week. This is Fed Talk on 1500 AM.
It's the Geico Gecko with a little hello to all you federal employees. Now, in government, there are people on all points of the political spectrum. But there is one thing that everyone agrees on. Saving money is good. Which brings me to the big news. GEICO now offers discounts to most federal employees GS7 or above. It don't matter if you're a Democrat or an aristocrat, left wing, right wing or a chicken wing. If you're a federal employee GS7 or above, you could be saving a lot of money on your car insurance by switching to GEICO. So no matter if you're blue or red or in my case green. If you're a federal employee GS7 or above, contact GEICO and see how much you could save. Isn't that right, Mike?
Exactly right, my little green friend. Hey, folks, this is Mike Causey. And like the Gecko said, discounts are available for most federal employees, GS7, the equivalent, or above. Just call GEICO at 1-800-947-AUTO, go to geico.com, or visit your local GEICO office to see how much you could save.
Welcome back to Fed Talk. This is Bill Bransford, your host on Fed Talk, and I'm talking with Jim Seymour from the Partnership for Public Service. And Jim has got the awesome responsibility of making sure Public Service Recognition Week goes off well. And we've been talking about it in great detail, but I'd like to take just a moment to recognize the sponsor of our show, GEICO, as one of the great, great supporters of public employees and one of the great supporters over the years of Public Service Recognition Week. There was, prior to the time of the Sammies, an event called Breakfast of Champions, which GEICO sponsored. And that Breakfast of Champions was held on Capitol Hill, and there was groups of public employees from around the country would come in and be recognized, have their congressman or senator there. And I think that's sort of been overtaken by the Sammies and by some other recognition events. But GEICO sponsored that breakfast every year and has done so many other things. So I wanted to mention that. And you know, GEICO likes to tell the story about how they got their start only representing government employees, only providing insurance for government employees. So they consider that to be a very important part of their business. You've heard the commercials where you can get discounts if you're a federal employee and all of that. But Jim, I'd like to ask you, I mean, GEICO is a part of Public Service Recognition Week. They actually have events. And can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. One of the things I think is most spectacular about Public Service Recognition Week is that it's not just one organization. It's not just the Partnership for Public Service or the Public Employees Roundtable, but it's all of our partners. We heard from Kim just a minute ago about the great work by the federal executive boards in all parts of the country. And certainly GEICO is one of those partners that's at the top of the list for their work to be involved. You know, they're not just sponsoring this to market their products and services, but they really see themselves as partners with the federal employees and with the federal agencies. And so one of the other events that will take place during Public Service Recognition Week is their GEICO Public Service Awards. And they will be having an award reception at the National Geographic Museum on Monday, May 2nd. And there's an opportunity to showcase you know, they also like to recognize the contributions of many hardworking and talented federal employees that they've identified as deserving for special acclaim. And they do four awards related to specific areas of substance abuse, prevention and treatment, fire prevention and safety, physical rehabilitation, as well as traffic safety and accident prevention. So some things that are very core to their business interests as well, but wanting to recognize the...
But you have to be a federal employee for
exactly
one of those four awards.
You must be a federal employee for one of those awards. But again, you can be a federal employee in any part of the country. We know that only 15% of the federal workforce is here in the Washington, D.C. area. And so I think Kim said there's 29,000 in the Boston area. But all the rest of the 2 million federal employees are spread throughout the country and throughout the world. And so those folks that are working in major metropolitan areas or on military bases or embassies throughout the world are eligible for these awards if they are federal employees.
And so this event, you said, is May 2nd at the National Geographic Museum, which I think is 17th and M in Washington, D.C.?
That sounds about right. And they'll be having some very special entertainment during that event as well. And if folks are interested in that event, I think that also is by invitation only. But I think if you reach out to GEICO, there may be some opportunities to get a seat still.
I think it's I'm not sure if it's invitation only as much as it's just call and say you'd like to come, and then GEICO will tell you whether they're out of space. But I know that as of now, there is still room, anybody that wants to come, and I think they're going to have the Capitol Steps performing, I've been told.
Yes, I see that they have the Capitol Steps as well as
a very entertaining group.
And they have a jazz band from, I think, Bowie University performing there as well. And also the very special America I Am exhibit of African-Americans and art that they're providing the African-American community that's been on exhibit there, also sponsored by GEICO, and they've gotten a special extension of that exhibit so that it's on display during the GEICO Public Awards, and so an opportunity for the attendees at the event to be able to view that exhibit as well as learn about these outstanding award recipients.
And I'm pretty sure that I've heard a little bit about this year's award winners, although I don't think the names have been made public yet, sort of like what the Sammys does in October when you announce them at the last minute. But they are from other parts of the country. They have done tremendous things. And I think there's 4 federal employee awards and 1 federal employee retiree award for a retiree who makes significant contributions to their community. And if anyone is interested, I don't know, Jim, do you have information about how they can contact GEICO to say they would like to come?
The easiest way to contact them is to look online, and if you do a Google search on GEICO Public Service Awards, I checked this before I came over this morning, that the first link available is to the GEICO Public Service Awards program, and then there's a link to the award ceremony, and that has the information about where it is, when it is, and who to contact if you're interested in attending.
Yeah, and particularly, you know, if you want to promote public service here and be inspired, the GEICO has been doing this for years. I usually attend almost every year, and I'm always come away feeling very inspired about these stories, what these people have done, and it's and what GEICO does to recognize these individuals. And so I would encourage anyone who's interested to do what Jim said. Google GEICO Public Service Awards, and you will get the information and be able to attend.
And as you said, they've been doing this even longer than Public Service Recognition Week. They started the GEICO Public Service Awards in 1980.
And they moved it about 5 or 6 years ago to Public Service Recognition Week because Public Service Recognition Week, I think, has just gotten bigger and bigger every year. And hopefully will continue to be that counter balance to those who would use public employees as a convenient punching bag for all of what's wrong with whatever people think is wrong with society or the government or whatever.
And that's definitely the important message with Public Service Recognition Week. There may be debates going on about you know, where our military action should be, if we should have military action in Libya, for example, or in Afghanistan. But, you know, it's taboo to talk, you know, to belittle the actual troops. And so we want to create that same kind of context and same level of respect for our public servants, that you can talk about the size and the role and scope of government, but don't talk down, don't vilify the actual public servants, because they are doing such amazing things on our behalf.
And that is a wonderful way to put it, because I can remember that during the Vietnam War and in the years following the end of the Vietnam War, the American military was attacked and not respected, somehow blamed for that war by the media, by the American public. And so, you know, there are groups of people that work very, very hard to change that image so that now that the troops are recognized for the tremendous sacrifice, and to create that same environment for civil servants, I think is a wonderful goal and a wonderful thing to try to do going forward. And hopefully, you know, progress will be made each year.
Yeah, it's amazing, too. I think a couple of years I was on the show with you talking about Sammys, and a couple of years ago we were talking about efforts to make government cool again. And so now we're in a different position where we're trying to reestablish respect for government again.
Yeah, in other words, we're trying to the idea if government isn't the solution, it's the problem, which is what Ronald Reagan said, which was actually the inspiration for the Public Employees Roundtable. I don't hear that being said, but that's certainly the attitude, not only that government is the problem, but government employees are a problem. They make too much money, they don't do enough, and that just, we all know that just simply isn't true, that they have tremendous sacrifice, they work very hard, they're very talented, and they're not overpaid. That's a myth perpetuated by some news media outlets. So why don't we, in the time we have left, Jim, if you could go down the events again and how people get the information, and we could start perhaps with the celebration toolkit for those outside, you know, outside Washington, and then come back to some of the events that are taking place here in town.
Great, will do. And again, all this information, the first stop is psrw.org. That's the Public Service Recognition Week website, where you can find information about all these events and activities and tools and guides in order to participate in that week. The Public Service Recognition Week will take place May 1 through 7, 2011. And the specific events we have here in the Washington, D.C. area that we've chatted about, we will have the Washington Nationals game on Sunday, May 1, where PUG employees, their friends, their family members, anyone just as a supporter of public service can go through our link to purchase discounted tickets and get that free admission to a pregame reception sponsored by GEICO. That's an afternoon game on Sunday, May 1st. Monday evening, we'll have the GEICO Public Service Awards that we just talked about. On Tuesday, May 3, we'll have the Public Service Town Hall with our honorary co-chairs, Secretary Sebelius, Director Johnson, or excuse me, Director Barry from OPM, Director Administrator Johnson from GSA, and also Cookie Roberts moderating the conversation about.
And that sounds like it will be a fun town hall. This time, at this time, with all that's going on, it seems like public employees should make every effort to go to that town hall, to go, you know, make a reservation. They can go until you run out of room, I guess, if
yes.
You get so many reservations. But it sounds like something that, you know, I think the morale needs a little bit lifting. I think that's a way to get it lifted.
Exactly. And again, want an opportunity for those agency leaders to show their support and express their support for their employees and really help their agencies do a better job of touting the great accomplishments and services that their agencies are providing. And then really, you know, the most important thing is a little bit of what Kim talked about from the Boston Federal Executive Board is just if you're a manager, you know, reach out to your employees during this week, say thank you to them, shake their hands as they're coming to work, thank them for the work that they're doing, send out emails of appreciation to your workforce if they're spread out across the country to let them know that their service is valued and appreciated.
And just that traditional pat on the back means so much, and it's nice when it comes from the public, but certainly when it comes from the boss, it's helpful. And then, of course, you also mentioned at the beginning the video contest, a little bit more just about that and how people can enter their videos. And what are you going to do with these videos?
So the videos are intended to be very short. We want them 5 minutes or less, and an opportunity to, as I mentioned, demonstrate what is the value of the government services that they'd like to showcase or depict. You know, what it would be like, how bad we'd be off without these government employees, and even an opportunity to win some money. The winners will get $1,000 each.
And are you going to show these videos on your website? Or
yeah, we'll definitely have them available online. Actually, the videos that are in the contest, people can go on and vote for the People's Choice Awards so they can start to see them now.
Okay, that's great. Jim, it's been a pleasure having you on Fed Talk. I've been talking to Jim Seymour from the Partnership for Public Service. Also, thanks to Kim Ainsworth and Kirk Harper for appearing on Fed Talk. And that's all the time we have for today. I would like everyone to have a good weekend. And remember that Fed Talk is brought to you by the law firm of Shaw, Bransford & Roth.
It's the GEICO Gecko with a little hello to all you federal employees. Now, in government, there are people on all points of the political spectrum. But there is one thing that everyone agrees on. Saving money is good.